I-N-R-I. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. That was the inscription that hung over Jesus' head on the cross. It was meant to tell everyone who he was. But in doing so, it also said something about the one who wrote it. The truth is that Pontius Pilate was most interested in saving himself. He himself said to Jesus that he had the power to crucify him and the power to release him. But at the end of the day, Pontius Pilate asked the question, "What's better for me?" We see this in the inscription over the cross. Every single one of the Gospels says that there was inscription over Jesus on the cross. But John's Gospel today is the most detailed. What we most commonly see are the letters I-N-R-I. An abbreviation for the Latin words Jesus Nazarenus Rex Judaeorum. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. But today's gospel says that Pontius Pilate wrote it in three languages, in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek, because he wanted everyone to read it. The Jews, the Romans, the Greeks. He wanted to look good with this inscription because he knew that the Jews would be happy reading it because Jesus said he was the Son of God. And the Romans would be happy reading it because Pilate was putting down a revolt. And the Greeks would be happy reading it because they already had their God. Faced with the opportunity, Pontius Pilate chose what was best for him. Faced with the opportunity, will I stand up for what is right? Or will I save face? I know in my life there were times when I did what was right. But you're kind of haunted by those times when you were more worried about your reputation. Like when I traveled in college with my friends or a team and didn't insist on Sunday Mass. When I watched kids make fun of others in high school, but didn't say a thing. When I heard someone badmouth the Catholic faith in the booth behind me at the restaurant, but didn't defend it. You too have certainly had those moments. If you're asked to do something at work that you know goes against our faith or morals, a medical procedure, a billing practice, a claims report. When you're asked to attend a wedding that is not a sacrament, or maybe not even a marriage. I'm not saying that these things are easy. It wasn't just Pilate. It was Peter, Joseph of Arimathea. You want to be loved, and you want to love. You don't want to be put on the cross, too. But there's a strange irony in all of this. Pontius Pilate, trying to save face, actually spoke the truth with what he put on the inscription. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. You won't always hit the mark in your quest to do what is right, but always ask for the fortitude to aim for it.